just 5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good Tuesday morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I can't believe it's already the 20th day of June. Thank goodness the Nuggets got us through most of the month. June and July, always kind of interesting months in the sports world. But we're gonna find great topics to get us closer to Broncos training camp. So I'm starting to get there, Angel. Like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I couldn't do it. I couldn't mentally get there. And I know I'm a sports host. I'm supposed to be ready to talk about any sport at any time, but that's just not the way we operate here. It's of interest. What's the interesting story? And the Broncos are starting to pique my interest, mainly just because the Nuggets are done. And the Rockies are done. How about that? Rockies are done. It's over. Yes, they will lose 50 before July 4th, Angel. And of course, the Avs were done a while ago. So we've still got college football to get into as we get closer to that with CSU and UNC and CU. We've got a lot of stories that'll be out there, but the Broncos will be first up. That, obviously, we got the NBA draft on Thursday. What's your gauge level or your gauge of excitement for the draft on Thursday? Knowing the Nuggets kind of have, obviously, the pieces to win a title because they just did it. They have a second round pick. They have 2 second round picks, 37 and 40. I haven't been excited about a Nuggets draft since probably they drafted Michael Porter Jr., I think, when they had a first rounder. When's the last time they had a first round pick? Like early first round pick, like an exciting first round pick. Because Christian Brown came in like what? 20s or something like that? So the Nuggets have been so good at finding players through the draft over the years that it's paid off to now they're just good. And you're not looking at the draft as a savior anymore. If it works out, it works out. Christian Brown was taken at 21. But that's what I'm saying. Like first round outside of the 20s starts to feel more like a second rounder. Christian Brown was at 21. Bones was at 26.
Like their highest one was 2015. 2015 and 16, they had the number 7 overall pick. They took Emmanuel Mudiay and then Jamal Murray the year after.
Yeah. I always thought that was weird because you had the two 7s and both of those guys you thought were going to work together. But that was, still a bad team at that point. But I haven't been excited about, who are they going to get? Probably until that point because, again, Michael Porter Jr. was a risk. You know, he hardly had a college career. He's battled injuries his whole life. So it was a risk to take him. I was optimistic, but I wasn't like overly excited about everything going in. But yes, in the years when they took Jamal at 7, and I was excited about Emmanuel Mudiay too. But as far as Thursday goes, I mean, even if they trade their 2 second rounders and next year's 2024 first round pick that they got from OKC, even if they trade those three to move up, where are they going to move? They can't get much higher than 20 or better than 20.
No, and I don't think this team is really in the mindset to trade up for a top 15 type of player even. I think with as much trust as you have in this coaching staff to develop young guys like Christian Brown that we've seen, wherever Zeke Nagy is, he feels like he's developed into some kind of role on the bench, whether that's playing time, whatever. He just needs another year or so. Obviously, we're all excited for what Peyton Watson can do with this team. But I think this team is very confident about who they go after in scouting, who they target for specific guys. Does the title change any of that? Maybe, in terms of what can you do with Bruce Brown? Do we see any kind of deal get worked out before Thursday for him? I don't know. I'm intrigued to see it. You know, who's going to be walking into this franchise knowing that they're defending champions and knowing that that pressure's on when you see a guy like Christian Brown, who already had so much success in college, showing that same amount of success in the NBA, you got to be able to step into that. It's not just, you know, you're going to come in here and you're going to make this franchise your own. You're coming into something that's been built.
Yeah, I mean, you've never been here before where you've won a title and now you're trying to just keep all the pieces at bay and not, you don't want to disrupt anything at this stage. It's not like someone's going to come in through the draft I mean, who knows? But I don't see the Nuggets can't keep striking gold here. They or oil. They can't keep getting Christian Brown. Bones Highland worked out for what it was. I mean, he's a fine player. It just he didn't mesh. He could be a good player. We'll see. But he didn't mesh. He had moments. Obviously, they got a good one in Michael Porter Jr. Zeke Gaji. We'll see. So the thing here is how deep do you look here? Where you're looking at maybe a project guy? Because I just don't see anybody that the Nuggets could conceivably get, whether they move around or not, that's going to make an immediate impact. But it's hard to predict that. Nobody would have really predicted pick number 21, Christian Brown would be a key player in the NBA Finals. Nobody would have predicted that last year. But here we are. So, and that was Calvin Booth. His history so far, he's got Christian Brown. That was his first draft. And so he's going to try to build that up and see if he can land another one. But I'll be curious to see if it's more of a, hey, we're gonna find a project guy, a long-term player that comes in, and we can expect him to do some pretty good things down the stretch. But the draft is on Thursday. When you win a title, it's not about the draft much anymore. And it hasn't been for the Nuggets. I mean, it wasn't, oh, Zeke Nagy's going to change the way Denver does things. Oh, Bones Highland's going to change. Oh, Christian Ray. It hasn't been that. Michael Porter Jr. was the one where you're like, okay, if he can stay healthy, then he's going to be a pretty good player. And I think overall, if you just wanted to rate whether or not Michael Porter Jr. has paid off for the Nuggets, I think you would have to say yes, he has. Has he lived up to the big-time money? Maybe not quite. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Again, the question on everybody's mind remains Bruce Brown. Because, I mean, the draft really is irrelevant if Bruce Brown re-signs, because you have or picks up his option or declines his option and then re-signs, but you have your championship core. Whether Jeff Green goes away or not, you as long as you get Christian Brown and Bruce Brown, the rest, Peyton Watts and all those guys, you start to work into it. So that remains to be the big question mark here. Will Bruce Brown take some kind of a hometown championship Denver discount? That continues to be something that we're watching out for. It's mixed based on the parade, because it was Michael Malone ain't going anywhere, Bruce Brown shouting out one more year, and then also saying, hey, I'm about to get paid. Well, he's not going to get paid by the Nuggets this season. And so that's something where you got to temper your expectations. Chris Dempsey told us last week, probably not looking like it. It's probably not looking like he's going to do it, because there's just too much money. Angel, I view this, and you always get people. I was talking to somebody over the weekend about this, and I got that whole thing of, oh, these guys, I mean, $6 million to $14 million, it's all millions. I'd go out there and play for $30,000, and no one would watch you play. These guys are high-level, amazing athletes that can do it on a nightly basis. I believe in capitalism. I believe in businesses making as much as they possibly can. Why would that not be true for a guy like Bruce Brown? Yes, you work for a team, but your body and your playing ability, you as a player, is your business. That's your brand. So we can say, hey, no, go out and make as much money as you possibly can, but for some reason it doesn't work for players. I get the whole Rudy story of, you know, let's go get together for one more championship and just work together, and that's what it's all about. Yeah, that's easy for us to say, and that's easy for Nikola Jokic and Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon to say. They're making bank, and they're winning championships. If I'm Bruce Brown, I'm like, dude, I'm making $6.8 million. And Porter, some would argue that I was more valuable at times in those series. And yet, I'm not even half of what Michael Porter Jr. makes. So I don't want to sound like I'm like, Bruce, go ahead, get out. Yeah, I'd love it if he did, but I'm telling you, Angel, and I'm not calling him an idiot as a person, he'd be an idiot as a businessman. If you picked up your player option and played for the Nuggets for $6.8 million for a chance to win a title, I got respect for you, But I also feel like I feel bad. That's going to be your choice, whatever. But it's your business. Your playing ability, your playing career is your business. So I always laugh when it's like, well, why don't you stay with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and win a championship? It's like, yeah, those guys are making bank. They'll never have to want for anything again. They've earned that. So the other guys want to go out and try to earn that. The bottom line is you don't have enough room for another fairly big contract. You just can't do it. So I am fully ready for Bruce Brown to leave. I would be shocked if A, he picks up his player option, or B, declines his player option and signs a two-year deal for, let's say, what can they get him for? $9 million a year? Dude, he can sign a five-year deal today. He can decline that option, sign a five-year deal today where he's probably getting paid $15 to $16 million a year. And he is set for the rest of his career, for the rest of his life. Injury or not, he's good, because there's going to be a big guarantee in there no matter what he does. So I don't see it, man. I really want it to happen, but if you're asking me if I'm making a bet right now, Bruce Brown's gone unless Denver somehow and like has some fancy feet moves that I don't know about. And they can backload the contract maybe. But even then, you got other guys that are good. Everybody's contract, those big four that we're talking about, every single year their contract gets more expensive. So it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Sean Keeler in the Denver Post pointed out a couple of different comparisons. Like Bobby Portis, he was basically a pretty good player. He was a bench player. He was kind of looked at as more of a hero and helping them win a title. And then he got a bigger name. And then what did he end up signing? He got a long-term deal, 4 years, $48 million. Now, could Bruce Brown play this year on the player option, keep his player option, and then the NBA salary cap changes a little bit more, and then there's more room the Nuggets can make, because they don't have to worry about any contracts other than Bruce Brown's. That's the beauty of it. If the salary cap really does bump up, the luxury tax bumps up, then they could say, we got Christian Brown locked up under his rookie contract. Peyton Watson, if he is a part of the future, he's locked up on his rookie contract for the next 4 years because they got team options on both of those guys. So they control that. Joker's not going anywhere. Jamal's got 2 years left, so they have to think about that because you don't want to get in a situation where you sign Bruce Brown, but you can't meet Jamal Murray's needs in about a year. You know, perfect world would be they get him to sign an extension this summer, but Dempsey told us last week he doesn't think that that's on the priority list for the Nuggets or anybody, which if I'm the Nuggets, I kind of get that. You still wonder about the consistency factor there. I know last week it was all everybody's great and the Nuggets are fantastic, and they are. They won a title. But there's still question marks. As flawless as the playoff run seemed, backups are coming. Teams are rebuilding and retooling. This is what happens. The Nuggets now have the target on their back. Even though they were the Western Conference, no, they were the number one seed in the Western Conference all year, we all know nobody believed in them except for local media and local fans. So a target is now on their back, and teams are going to retool. So Denver has to make sure, okay, we like Bruce Brown, but how much do we like him? Do we sign him do we convince him to take his player option knowing he's going to make bank the next year? But we also will have to have a Jamal Murray extension next year. If they don't do it this year, they have to have it next year. Smart plan would be convince him to pick up his player option, get Jamal Murray locked up for the next, add 3 more years after the 2 year deal, the 2 years that are left. Then at least you've got Jamal set. And then you can figure out Bruce. However, is that a smart deal? Because how many times throughout the course of the season we're like, well, if Jamal doesn't work out, you know, Luka and all that stuff. There is still a question mark about Jamal Murray. Is he going to be worth it every single night? The same thing I say about MPJ. Yes, and Jamal's highs were spectacular. He's one of the best guards in the league. On his best night, maybe he's the best. but he still has inconsistencies. And do you want to lock that down for 5 years? The Nuggets got a title, but this is a dynasty we're talking about. This is what you're talking. You want this team to be a dynasty. You have the best player on the planet on your roster. Now it's all about taking advantage of that window for as long as you have it. Because, Angel, I'm convinced in my own brain, my own little pea-sized brain, that Nikola Jokic will play out his 5 years remaining and sail off into the Serbian sunset. And if you don't believe that, you're not reading the tea leaves. You're not navigating the stars. Because this guy loves his home. He doesn't want to... Initially didn't want to do the parade. Then he was in the heat of the moment and actually loved it. But he would rather be in Serbia than... Winning a championship, being Serbian, I don't know. He treats basketball 100% like it's his job. Kobe kind of did too, but Kobe still enjoyed some of those things about being a superstar. Joker doesn't enjoy any of the perks that come with being a mega superstar basketball player. So you got to count on it. You got 5 years, dude. So Calvin Booth has to be very critical here, or has to use his critical thinking portion of his brain. Because you want to be careful. You can't go all in for Bruce Brown and then be in trouble when Jamal Murray has an all-star year next year. What if he is an all-star? That goes up to a max contract. That goes up even higher. You have to pay him more. So you don't want to get in a situation where you've locked up Bruce Brown for 5 years, and I don't even know if they can. They really can't. What if every Nugget fan Venmos Bruce $5? Like, those are simple things that I always wonder about. And McLean, that sounds far-fetched, but it actually is like, why couldn't you? I talked about this last week. What's to keep Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and MPJ and Aaron Gordon each giving them $1 million a year of their own money? Again, that's their money, that's their choice. And say, he helped me move a couch. On the check. What's to keep guys from doing that? There's got to be something that says that can't happen. There's got to be something. Because if that were the case, Brady would have done that for years. So, the Venmo thing, that's interesting too, man. I mean, can Bruce Brown, what did Rob Gronkowski do in his career that was so admirable, a law on top of being one of the great tight ends of the game? He never spent, I don't know what he spent now, but while he played, he put all of his football money away. And he used only endorsement money to pay rent, to pay for food, to pay for parties, to pay for all that stuff. He was very careful with his money. So can Bruce Brown essentially become like an NIL athlete in Denver and do a bunch of endorsement deals that makes it worth his while? There's plenty of guys that don't make as much. Like Tom Brady, who always talked about what a selfless guy. You know, he's always taking pay cuts so he can keep his team intact. Yeah, but his endorsement deals were always really, really good. So, yeah, there's interesting ways outside of playing the game of basketball that where Bruce Brown can make money. That's going to have to be something where he can figure out if it makes sense to him. But I'm telling you, man, can he make up player option $6.8 million? Can he make up $7 to $8 million a year in endorsement deals? That'd be phenomenal. Who's his agent? I hope I'm wrong on this. I'm just preparing myself mentally for Bruce Brown to move on. That's where I am. All right, Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. Well, okay, I'm trying to do what you told me here. If I'm going to say something negative about the Rockies, I'll say something positive. Ryan McMahon's been pretty good. I mean, he wasn't amazing yesterday, but he keeps his hit streak going. And the Rockies, I thought, might pull this thing off. They had a runner on third, a runner on first, no outs. Nah, not going to happen. Top of the ninth. Cincinnati wins 5-4 over the Rockies. That's my bad. My ugly is also the fact that the Rockies are on a highway to nowhere. They are now 29-46 Angel asked the question, will they lose 50 before July 4th? They have one. They need to lose four more games. Yeah, they're going to, they could lose like 55. They could lose 60 by that time. How many is left between July 4th? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, they couldn't lose 60, but they could get darn close. They could be at 55 losses by the time we hit July 4th. And scary times coming up for the Rocks. However, they got a nice home stand coming up against the Los Angeleses and Detroit. So maybe they can figure it out. 26 minutes after the hour. They won't. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Steve Smiley is going to join the program today. We'll talk some hoops with him, some UNC hoops a little bit, but primarily we're going to talk a little Nuggets basketball with him. You know, looking at this team mentality and all this stuff that, you know, as a coach, as a college coach, does he watch the Nuggets? Does he look at what they're doing? Does he look at the pro levels and take some things from those guys? So we'll have a good conversation with Coach Smiley coming up in this hour. Also, Mike Brohard will join me from CSURams.com. My tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Did you see the Rams uniforms? I hate to call them new. They just look like they're from 20 or 30 years ago, but they're their 2023 uniforms coming up for the season. What do you guys think? Love it? Hate them? Or meh, they're okay. 27 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch KFKA's own Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Quick question for you guys. Couple of questions. Are your shows buffering? Catching up on Ted Lasso, finally. Are your shows buffering? Games are lagging. Calls dropping. Here's the FYI. Your old school internet company can't keep up. Their network flat out isn't enough. It's time to fiber your internet with Allo. Check out allofiber.com/FYI. That's A-L-L-O, fiber.com/FYI. You're seeing the vehicles. If you're in Greeley and Eaton areas, you're seeing their vehicles all over the place. That means they're moving and shaking. That's always a great sign of a business because people are experiencing them. They're spreading the word. Trust me. Great people, great company, Allo Fiber. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day. Are we fans of the Colorado State Rams 2023 uniforms? Pretty simple. I mean, nothing. I'm not a big uniform guy. Angel, do you? Are you one of those guys that just gets into, oh, the Oregon Ducks came out with their 467th uniform this year? I don't care. Unless they're just like really bright and I can't read their names or numbers on the back. I'm not a big uniform guy. I don't get too caught up in all that.
No, I don't either. If there's like a cool detail or like an homage to something on a jersey, then that's kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, they didn't change colors. They didn't change their logo or anything. It's still CSU green and gold, and the horns are still on the helmet. So all good.
Yeah, I mean, they're simple. They're just kind of simple. They're clean horns. It's not like the ridges in the horn. They're just clean, sharp looking. Yeah. I saw the conspiracy.
Just be ready when CU drops theirs.
Are they going to have good ones?
Well, apparently they're getting a whole new uniform set.
Oh, boy.
According to Mr. Primetime.
I'm sure they're going to go all. I'm sure they're going to probably do something like the Ducks do. Something just out of control. The conspiracy over the weekend on the uniforms for CSU was that there was no Mountain West emblem on the uniforms. So everyone's like, what are they doing? Are they leaving? Kyle Neves, their assistant, information AD, whatever his position, he's a good dude. He's like, just relax. They don't get the patches on yet. They get the uniforms made, put out, modeled, and then they put their patches on there. So there's no, not yet. Don't get too overboard just yet. 35 minutes after the hour, Steve Smiley, head coach for the UNC Bears basketball team, going to join me next. We'll just talk some basketball. Talking hoops with Coach Smiley. Looking forward to it. 35 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just 39 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley, one of my absolute favorites. Susan and Cheryl, pumped for that. Ready to rock and roll. Coach, my friend, how you doing?
Brady, what's up, man? I'm doing good. We just finished a little, I don't know if it's called a workout or a practice or whatever you call it, but just got out of the gym with the guys. So things are good. Things are good.
How are the fellas looking at this point, Coach?
You know, we have a full roster, in which I know a lot of teams across the country are still trying to sign, you know, 1, 2, 3 guys, which is just kind of the new reality, right? But no, we got a full roster. I like our guys. I think that was our 9th practice. I think the energy level is really good. Now, I think if you don't have energy, you know, your first 2 or 3 weeks together as a team, you're probably in for a long year. But our guys they're working hard. I really like kind of just the collective. I think we got a little grit, a little toughness to us. So we'll see where it goes. But it's been a good start to the summer for sure.
Well, I think a lot of people are excited. And as we get closer and closer, you know, to the season, we'll learn more about what this team's going to be about. So I think a lot of people are excited about that. I saw the Big Sky Conference release their men's basketball schedule, too. So I'm looking at yours right now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you have it in front of you. You probably haven't memorized, Coach. Burned into your brain already. When you're looking at these schedules, when you look at the conference schedule that comes out, what are you looking at that might stand out? I mean, an extensive road trip, a couple of, you know, a home streak there. What catches you?
Well, I know, like, just off, I don't have it in front of me, but I know that we have a good home streak kind of right in the middle of conference, maybe like four in a row at home, I think. And then we do get the short end of the stick on the back, and we have our last 3 games on the road. Mm. So that'll be tough. But, you know, to me, it's you look at it, you got 9 home games, 9 road games. It's completely equal. Majority of the games are Thursday, Saturday. There's not a lot of those, you know, 3 games in 5 days where you're just, you know, where you're at a real disadvantage. So I think, being on the road your last 3 games, not ideal, but at the same point in time, everyone's got to go through that rotation, I think, once or twice. And so this is the year that we got to get through that. But, I think no clue what the other teams are going to look like. We're all kind of new. So you just got to worry about yourself. But, when you kind of go through the schedule, it's pretty much, you know, 2 at home, 2 on the road, with just a few little quirks here or there where you got to be on the road a little bit longer or at home a little bit longer. So I feel good about it, though.
Well, and you mentioned that, too, and, you know, if we can elaborate a little bit, looking at the teams across the Big Sky Conference, you're right. It seems like a lot of teams are going to be dealing with I guess this is almost true for every college team nowadays. Everybody's dealing with so many new faces every single year.
I think the roster part of it is just kind of what it is. And, you know, I know for us, I'm just really grateful we've got, you know, 8 returners, because I just look at how our practices are going right now, and I look at how, that we're not, like, just starting over. Like, I think some teams are just completely starting over. And then the new guys, a lot of those new guys are you know, college transfers, whether they're Division I or JUCO, but they've been in college for, you know, multiple years. And so they understand, to some degree, the rate that we want to work at. They understand some terminology. They're not starting from you know, zero. So just having a lot of returning guys, I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah, and you know, just looking at the guys coming back, you and I have talked about that, you know, months ago or weeks ago or whatever. Who do you look at? Or is there a guy right now that you're really looking at saying, okay, you're the one that's been here. You were here last year. You were learning with some of our stars the last couple of years. You've got to be kind of that leader to help show the other guys, especially the newcomers, the ropes.
Yeah, you know, if, like, from a leadership perspective, I feel really good about it. I mean, I think going all the way to the top, you know, Riley Abercrombie, he's like a great leader. Now, he's injured still right now, so he's not on the court doing stuff live, but he's rapidly returning. So I feel good about that. But, like, from a leadership perspective, he is elite. And then you look at guys like, I mean, all, you know, Zach, Theo, Connor Creech, you know, Langston, Juju Brock are a little bit younger, but they understand it. So I just, you know, Jalen Page has been a great leader. So I think our leadership, our culture, all that, like how we do things, that's been awesome. It's just been a matter of, okay, when we take what we have and when we kind of recruit and add in the pieces around them, you know, we need some of those guys as well from a talent perspective to really be able to produce. And I feel good about that too. But it's been really encouraging. Usually you kind of see cliques forming or guys that are drifting around by themselves. And I don't feel that way at all. I feel like it's been really, really inclusive. Guys are dialed in. It's got a good vibe to it right now.
A couple of guys specifically to ask you about that are coming back. Brock yeah. Wisney. I remember seeing him last year, yep. Coach, before you guys started the season. You had a scrimmage, and I remember just looking at that guy, going, "Man, he's raw, but he has some talent. He has energy." What have you seen so far as his progression from last season to where you are today?
Oh, he's going to be really good. You know, I think by the end of the year, you know, I think he came in runner up in the Big Sky Freshman of the Year to the kid at Idaho that transferred out to Utah State, but I think not Nigel Burris, I think. But by the end of the year, Brock was having the best freshman season. Early on, he just didn't play as much. He just wasn't in the rotation yet. But I think he came back this summer. He's in great shape. Obviously, he's a physical specimen. The thing that he's going to grow with progression-wise is he's going to start shooting some more threes. And he's always had that. He just, you know, that wasn't a huge piece of what we did last year, but you know, for him at the five, and then, you know, if we can get him to the four a little bit as well, he's a guy that can knock down threes. And so he's finishing great around the rim. He finishes at a really high level. He can make a free throw. But now offensively, the progression is going to be stretching his game out to three. And then defensively, you know, being a guy that can do all the ball screen coverages, one, obviously like our basic coverages, but two, being a guy where if you want to go switch, like, hey, switch one through five, like you know, Anthony Davis, and I don't want to compare him to Anthony Davis, but like when the Lakers got Anthony Davis out there at the five, like, hey, we'll just switch everything and take away all these ball screen advantages. Brock's one of those guys that's going to be able to do that. And so he's came in with a great focus. He looks tremendous right now.
Head coach Steve Smiley joining us of the UNC Bears. Coach, speaking of Anthony Davis in the NBA, how much do you look at, especially the Nuggets, because we're in the state of Colorado, how much do you look at those teams and use some of what they do to kind of coach your guys or give them good examples going forward? Is that something that you work on as far as evaluating the NBA side of things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually, to start practice today, I showed them, I think it was like 8 winning plays from the playoffs, which was, it was like KCP steal, you know, to kind of seal it up. There was a great Anthony Davis one-on-one guarding Steph Curry. There was a Joel Embiid block to save one of the games against the Nets. LeBron had a great play. Bam. All defense energy effort. Devin Booker had a steal and then had a save to a teammate for a layup. So like when it comes to that stuff, you get your guys' attention because they want to be that. And so any message that we can kind of send across via video or whatever, we'll do that. Now, in terms of like the way that we play, the NBA is a little bit of a different game. We incorporate some stuff, but it's probably more for us, like more of the European stuff. And so if we're showing different examples and clips, it might be more from like my European study stuff. And then the way we kind of relay that, like I will do a lot of stuff, you know, studying guys like Jonah Radabaugh, Jordan Davis. Obviously, you know, this year when Matt gets over there, Dalen gets over there. Bodie was in Europe. So what I'll do is I'll study those teams and at the same point say, hey, look, this is Jonah. He used to be you in this practice gym. Now he's making, you know, who knows how much money playing in the EuroLeague. But, like, let's see how they attack this coverage or whatever. And I think that resonates, too, because they can connect those dots.
Steve Smiley joining us, head coach of the UNC Bears. Talk to us about that, too, Coach. I mean, you know, the European style, you see it with your guys, you're following those guys. Then you start seeing Nikola Jokic and several players now in the league that are just taking hold. It's fascinating because you've got our styles here, and now you're bleeding over watching your guys go over there and relearn styles. European guys come over here and relearn styles. It's pretty fascinating.
Well, you know, and I think the way we play, and going all the way back to Coach Leonard, like we play like those European teams. And so it behooves us to study them and look at the trends and stuff, just the way that they space it, the way that they attack things. It's just the way that, you know, I definitely want to continue to play. So I watch it for that reason. But then just as a fan and supporter of our guys, it's so much fun to watch those guys get over there, do what they're doing. And we have so many guys that are playing really well over there right now. And there will be more that will be dropping in with, like I said, you know, Matt Dalen. Coor should be over there. Coor's in the Canadian Pro League this summer, but he should be over in Europe this year. So, Yeah, it's just fun to see those guys. You know, when you bring them in at 17, 18, you ask them what their goals are, they always say, I want to be a pro. And they're not all going to be pros, but we've had, I think, an abnormal amount of guys that have gotten the pros from this level and do something with it, you know, be successful with it, make some real money with it, you know, carve out a career. And that's been really fun, just to watch those guys grow. But Bodie Hume is just back on campus. He's in Greeley right now, if you ever want to get him on the show. But he's back on campus. He helped us with team camp and, you know, just asking him about his first year and stuff. And it's just been fun because it's like, you know, now he had such a good first year in Sweden. He's going to move up the chain, and he's going to get to a little bit bigger league and situation. So it's just fun to watch those guys.
Yeah, no question about it, Coach. All right, before we let you go, Coach, I know we're catching up a little bit later on this afternoon, but
yeah.
Are the Nuggets a dynasty now? Are you going to see them win couple more titles before it's all said and done?
I sure hope so. You know, my credit card hopes not, because I was like everyone else, and I popped on Fanatics and ordered my kids a shirt. I have all of the old Broncos, like, special edition hats, the Broncos and even the Avs. So I had to pony up and buy the hat, which was like $42. And but I did it, you know, for the collection. But, you know, it's funny. It makes you kind of wonder, like, how far could they have gone the last couple of years if they were healthy? But I do think this team, you know, making those last adjustments with KCP and Bruce Brown, guys like that, they're really good. Obviously, the question is, can we find a way to keep Bruce Brown?
Because right.
If we do, that would be what, like, our top six, seven, eight players should all be staying if we can keep Brucey B, as they call him. So, I would love it. I mean, I just think when you have Jokic and you have those guys, and I think they're all selfless guys, like, you're going to have a chance. I mean, everyone's going to trade and reload, and it wasn't easy for them to win this championship. But same point in time, like, they're going to be as good as anybody else as long as they stay healthy. And they got a real chance to make a run for a couple of years.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You're right, with Bruce Brown, that contract stuff is complicated. Maybe we can get some NIL money over there, Coach,
yeah.
Something like that, help them out.
For sure.
All right, my friend, appreciate you as always. I'm looking forward to all things coming this upcoming season for UNC basketball.
Well, sounds good, Brady. I always appreciate hopping on. It's good catching up.
All right, you too, my friend. There's UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley. Big Sky Conference schedule's out. We've got that available at theholeshow.com and 1310kfka.com. Get a chance to look at that and just really get his thoughts on the Nuggets, too, because I know he is always seeking different input from different. I mean, George Karl was at practice a few years ago watching this team and giving some insight. So awesome there. 11:51 the time. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Shout out to Hikes Ace Hardware. They offer true customer service with one-on-one help as soon as you walk through the front door. And a guy like me, Angel, I got a lot of projects. I don't have a giant backyard, but we always have something to do. So I'm always needing a place like Hikes Ace Hardware. I know what I'm after. I don't always know the name of what I'm after or the terminology or whatever. These are the kind of folks that can help you out. You explain what you're looking for, and they'll be there for you. Veteran and locally owned, Greeley's original hardware location since 1954. They offer military, first responder, and educator discounts. Check out their store for details. That's Hikes Ace Hardware at 1722 9th Street in Greeley. Give them a call. See if I'm lying. Ask them all the things I'm telling you about. 970-353-1416. Coming up in the second hour, we got Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. Lunch Rush will be interesting. The NFL has come out with their rules for gambling for their players. We'll talk about that. Dalvin Cook, where does he want to go? We'll talk about Dalvin in that situation. Will he end up with the Dolphins or the Broncos? Might depend on one very key factor. So we'll get into some of that. Also, I want to talk about Russell Wilson. I was listening to Good Morning NoCo, and Tanner said, the Jets went out and got a superstar quarterback. The Broncos went out and got a superstar coach. I have thoughts on that. Because Aaron Rodgers has proven No matter who the coach is, Aaron Rodgers is a stud. Sean Payton still has one very big thing to prove. Do it without Drew Brees. That's what he has to do. And now you got a broken Russell Wilson. Can he fix Russ, or can Russ fix himself? We'll talk about all of that in the 12 o'clock hour, so I'm looking forward to it. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Do not go anywhere.